Welcome to Safety School, where we crunch down health, safety and environment learning into simple, bite-sized snippets that you can use for your business, helping you improve your knowledge, boost your performance, and maybe even providing some inspiration. Let's get started. In this episode of Safety School, we're going to give you one of the most basic principles of core health and safety practice, and that is understanding the difference between a hazard and a risk. And as you may know, this is very often confused. You're probably listening to this because you, in fact, have maybe got the two terms confused and are trying to get a little bit more clarity on what the difference is and then how that can be applied in the workplace. It's really important to understand the relationship between the two terms and then, as I say, knowing how to actually put them into practice where you're working. Once you get the grips with the simple understanding and difference between the two terms, they can be used to complement one another and will help you to explain risk within your business environment. Unfortunately, they're often poorly applied when it comes to health and safety, and there are quite a number of misunderstandings and misinterpretations with the terms. By understanding the simple relationship between them, we can use them effectively in health and safety management, and hopefully this explanation will help you move forward in that direction. Just before we fire ahead with this episode, I wanted to take this quick opportunity to let you know about the free risk assessment video training course that's now available over at safety.com. The course was created by ourselves, chartered health and safety professionals, and you can join thousands of other students around the world in taking advantage of this amazing resource completely free. You can find it very easily, we hope, by visiting safety.com and clicking on the course tab in the top right hand corner, and we really look forward to hearing your feedback on the course. Oh, and one more thing, if you are looking for professional health and safety templates, real life examples and guidance, I'm excited to let you know that you can now visit Safety's online shop over at safety.com, where our only aim is to help you accelerate your health and safety performance in your business. Okay, now let's get back to it. So firstly, let's look at the term hazard. What is a hazard? Put simply, it's something with the potential to cause harm. A hazard can take many forms. It could be in the form of a substance or chemical, for example, oil or perhaps acid, if you're using that in a manufacturing process. Of course, we know it can be extremely harmful to the human body. It could be an energy source, for example, a piece of heavy machinery with moving parts that could potentially cause injury, or, for example, any piece of electrical equipment that could potentially cause an electric shock or electrocution. Hazards can also be present as part of a work practice or process. For example, one of the biggest risks across industry is working at height, whether that be from ladders or from a roof or from an elevated platform, for example. Or other areas of high risk would be the likes of using forklift trucks and so on. So we know there are lots of things within working environments that have the potential to cause harm. Now, if we move on from that and look at what an actual risk is, then the difference is that risk is actually the chance or probability that harm may actually be caused to a person. In other words, the chance that someone may suffer injury or illness due to one of the hazards that we've already spoken about. It's really important to know that when we perform a risk assessment, which we have already covered in a previous podcast and have a blog page about, which you can look at, we need to consider two aspects of risk. The first part we look at when we're talking about risk is the likelihood of the harm occurring. So we have to determine how likely it is that a person will be harmed from the hazard that we've discussed or that we've identified. The second part of it then is looking at the actual severity of the harm that could be caused. So what is the extent of illness or injury that may occur as a result of this risk becoming real and actually causing an injury or illness to a person? We have to determine, is that risk going to be severe, in other words, a serious injury or a fatality, or is it going to be something extremely minor, such as a bump or a bruise, which won't then justify a lot of time, money and effort being spent on controlling it. When we're doing a risk assessment, then we put together the likelihood and the severity of the harm to come up with an actual risk level that we then can deem to be acceptable or unacceptable at that point. If you want to find out a little bit more about the basic concept around risk assessment, we do have a podcast episode called What is Risk Assessment that you can look up on Safety School here. But before we wrap up this episode, let's take a really simple example of how hazard and risk can be applied in real life. So the example we've chosen here is to look at a water cooler, which you have in many office, manufacturing, retail environments. And if you think about if a water cooler had suddenly sprung a leak on the shop floor or whichever area that it's in, that would obviously create a puddle on the floor. And this would now be determined as a slip hazard. Someone could come to injury or harm if they walk past it and slipped on it, falling on the floor, etc. If we do not do anything to remove or control the hazard that now exists, it could be deemed that there's a significant risk that someone could slip and injure themselves. So this hazard currently presents a risk to the users of the area. So what can we do to change that? To reduce the risk of this hazard actually causing harm to someone, we could put up a simple barrier to stop anyone from walking through the area, and obviously that would immediately prevent anyone from slipping on the puddle unless they move the barrier and voluntarily walk through the area, which clearly would not be a wise or common choice. So by doing this, what you've done is you've reduced the level of risk despite the hazard actually still being there. Hopefully that gives you a basic understanding of the differences between a hazard and a risk, and also the actions that you can take to remove risk when necessary. That's it for this episode of Safety School. We hope this was helpful. If so, please remember to rate, review and subscribe to this podcast on iTunes, Google Podcasts or Spotify. And remember, for more health, safety and environment help, you can visit us at safety.com. Until next time, take care.